This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so the show is based on... We're not talking about what you think we're talking about. This show, I love to give behind the scenes on this whole thing. So we all kind of like scour the internet. We go live our lives. Mm-hmm. And then we like email each other in the morning and we go, here's some of the things, some of the stories I've seen that might come up on the show. And we all kind of compile that and then we come in and talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then there's some days where we just have so much personal stuff going on that we don't get to any of the other stuff. Mm-hmm. So we didn't get to a lot of stories in the last couple shows. And I was like, hey, guys, you want to just go through some of the stories that we didn't get that maybe we should talk about? And Erin sends me a couple of ideas. She's like, hey, there's a story about this or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, we can maybe talk about that. And then TX like, I really think we should talk about the winter penis. And I was like,
Yeah, I do.
Okay. It floored me that you want, like, that story was buried.
I avoided that one.
I know, so did I. I was like, there is a news article.
I'm here to be an advocate.
About winter penis.
Yes.
Which is some sort of ailment. I don't even know what it is. I didn't even read the story.
You don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. I'm going to tell you right now. I suffer from it knows no season. It's, okay, so...
I'm here to be a voice for the...
Without further ado, here's TAC, the latest advocate for the... By the way, coming up in... When's your gala? When's the winter penis gala that you're emceeing? Where is that? At the Laney Clock Tower, the most phallic-shaped...
I love that place, don't you dare.
But it's phallic-shaped.
No, it's not.
It's a big tower.
I would argue that the cash register building is more phallic-shaped.
No, it's shaped like a cash register. You
the
just
other
said
one
it.
Is a clock.
You could have it at Reunion Park, which is
there
absolutely shaped like
is.
A pee-pee.
Okay. Yeah, we could have
but
it.
But anyway...
We're working on the dress code, though, for the penis
Details
wall.
Of the winter penis gala okay. coming later.
Well, doctors... See, this is scientific doctors. It's okay. not just me making this up, okay, honey? I'm sorry.
Is this a dinner conversation from last night?
Yeah. Doctors warn that men may be about to suffer difficulties in the bedroom winter penis. As the temperatures drop, less blood flow is able to make it to certain parts of your body.
It is true. I will say this. Mm-hmm. Your body, when it senses danger, just says... You don't need your extremities.
Yeah.
Right.
Like it just turns your legs off, turns your arms off. I mean, I think it turns your legs off last, right? In case you need to run.
I think so.
That's probably smart.
But your arms, it turns off real fast. And I'd not thought about it, but it probably turns your junk off real fast. It's like,
that's probably the first thing.
Yeah.
Not on me, Erin. On me, it's because I'm like a ninja. So my body, after years of being trained, I could just be laying, like, I can't stand up, but I'm standing up, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, this says that winter penis can result in size reduction of up to 50%. It's a real
That's
ailment.
That's a lot.
That some people, maybe in this room, maybe not, maybe, might deal with, okay?
Have you found, Erin, in your studies,
I have not.
You have not. Well, because I mean, this implies that we're camping, right? I mean, like inside your house. Are you saying that it just hibernates? That it's like, it's just like, right. It has squirreled away its nuts.
What? That's exactly what I'm saying.
Metaphorically speaking.
Yeah. Right.
This says that the body, this is where I have a problem with when, can we say winter penis? How many times can we?
Well, we've said it a few. Okay.
I have a problem with it because it says the problem happens when the body prioritizes blood flow to more important parts of the body in the cold, which to that I say, hey, body.
Yeah.
What's more important?
Yeah. Your heart.
Your heart.
No.
Your lungs.
Yeah. No.
Literally any other organ.
Torso. No. I need. There's one thing that I need. And this is you're failing me, body.
Here's what you need to do. This is why the dad vest was invented, because you're keeping your torso like vests.
Okay.
Vesting keeps your torso warm, so then your body goes, "Hey, man, we can just let the blood flow out."
Like,
to
we're
the
good.
Other places.
We don't need to panic.
Exactly. So, like, I don't know if you've noticed, I've started my vesting season.
Yes.
I would
so
like
you
to
admit you have winter penis.
I don't. But because I wear a vest, I don't need my penis.
I do. Don't be ashamed, people. Text in.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.